This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. This is part two of our discussion now on the great Sahabi Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. We explained that his name was Amir bin Abdullah bin Jarrah. He was from the Meccans. He accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The day after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had accepted Islam, he is from the Sabiqeen Awwaleen, those who accepted Islam in the very early days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said with regards to him, لكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة. Every nation has a trustworthy person, and the trustworthy person of this ummah is Abu Ubaidah. He had such loyalty to the Prophet ﷺ that when his father repeatedly tried to stop him from assisting the Prophet ﷺ on the occasion of Badr, he killed his own father out of love for Rasulullah ﷺ. And Allah revealed a verse of Surah Mujadala, the concluding verse in this regard. On the occasion of Uhud, he was one of those who had physically protected the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from harm. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told a delegation of Christians who wanted a leader to be sent with them, I will send a person who is strong and trustworthy. Umar radiallahu anhu wished that he would be sent so he could become the beneficiary of those words of praise. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose Abu Ubaidah. We continue the discussion now. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away, and as we know, a very famous incident from the books of history, when people gathered at Saqifah Bani Sa'ida to now appoint the next Khalifa, Umar bin Khattab, the great Umar bin Khattab, he turned to Abu Ubaidah and he said, Abu Ubaidah, stretch your hands. I would like to take bayat on your hands. Stretch your hands and I would like to take bayat on your hands. Other scholars say that Umar radiallahu anhu told the people who had gathered there. And those people who had gathered there had gathered because they wanted to appoint one leader from the Muhajireen and one leader from the Ansar. And when Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu heard about that, they decided to go there and stop them because that wouldn't be the best thing to do. And Umar radiallahu anhu, according to some ulama, gave them a choice and said, choose either Abu Ubaidah or choose Abu Bakr. That's how, in what great esteem Umar radiallahu anhu, the great Umar, who was such a strong personality and so staunch on deen, he held Abu Ubaidah in such a high esteem. But Abu Ubaidah said no. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was appointed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead us in Salah. He is the best person. And then that they both took bayat on the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu had held Abu Ubaidah in such high regard. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu passed away before Umar radiallahu anhu. When Umar radiallahu anhu was on his deathbed, he told the Sahaba, had Abu Ubaidah still been alive, I would have appointed him as my successor. Had he been alive, he would have become the third Khalifa of Islam. But he had passed on before Abu Bakr, before Umar radiallahu anhu. During the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was leading the expedition in Syria, and Umar radiallahu anhu felt that because of Khalid's success, Sahaba was starting to attribute this success because of his military acumen. They were starting to attribute it to him and not to Allah. So he removed him from the position and he appointed Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. And the army grew, and the expedition was more successful under Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. And Abu Ubaidah managed to work very well with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, and he conquered large parts of the Sham area. Now Sham is not only modern day Syria or current day Syria. Sham in those days included Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, and even parts of Saudi Arabia. And he is given the title of the Fatih of Sham, the conqueror of Sham, in the time of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu. Actually, when Masjid al-Aqsa was to be conquered, the famous story when the Christian priests wanted Umar radiallahu anhu to come. When Umar radiallahu anhu came, it was Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah who was the leader of the army at the time. And when he came, he told people, I want to meet my brother. Where's my brother? And they asked him, who's your brother? He said, Abu Ubaidah. When he went to the house of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he found it to be very empty, nothing. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, why don't I furnish your house for you? People are furnishing their homes. He said, oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, as you can see, I have a room and I have a bed. Enough, shelter and I can sleep. What more do I need? He was a man of great simplicity. What had happened was after the conquest, there was a great plague that had broken out, and many Sahaba perished in that plague. Many Sahaba had passed away in that plague of Amwas, as they refer to it. And Umar radiallahu anhu was scared. He was worried that Abu Ubaidah would also get afflicted by the plague. But he knew that Abu Ubaidah would not desert his people as the leader. So he sent him a letter. Now, this is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab, sending a letter to Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah. And in that letter, he says to him, I need to discuss something with you urgently, personally, face to face. If you get my letter in the morning, make sure you depart by night. If you get it by night, make sure you depart by the morning. Now, up to this point, Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu an, he had obeyed every instruction of Abu Bakr, every instruction of Umar, but this instruction, he knew what Umar radiallahu an was trying to do. So he sent a letter, a note back saying, "Oh Umar, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to preserve my life. It's not right for me to leave whilst my people are suffering." And Allah had decreed he became afflicted by the same plague. He became very ill. On his deathbed, he gave advices to his people. He said, "Look, I am close to death, and I give you the following advice: Aqimus Salah, establish Salah; Atuz Zakah, pay your charity on time; Sumu Shahr Ramadan, fast during the month of Ramadan; Watasaddaqu wa Hujju wa Atamiru, that give charity, go for Hajj, go for Umrah, encourage one another to do good, encourage your leaders when they are wrong and advise them, and do not fall into the trap of becoming and becoming influenced by the trappings of this world." And after that, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu an passed away. When he passed away, it was another great Sahabi, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an, whom Abu Ubaidah had told that you must now lead the people in congregation. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an stood up and he delivered a eulogy, and he praised and he said, "Oh people, I have not seen a man who had a better character, a man who of greater disposition than Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu an." And he is buried in the Jordan Valley. Near the Jordan Valley, there is currently a masjid there, a beautiful complex that has been built. When you tour Jordan, do make it a point to go and visit the graveside of Abu Ubaidah Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu an. That is Sahaba Profiles for today. From myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.